It's continuing coverage of West Fork girls basketball with head coach Rodney Huber after the Warhawks fall 69-53 here in this regional final against Central Lyon. And coach, a really hard fought game, entertaining one to watch here tonight, certainly. And you guys cut it to 3 points there late in the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, Central Lyon just able to make a few plays down the stretch and close the game on a 13-point run. Just want to get your initial thoughts on a hard-fought, intense battle for your team that ended up coming up just short here tonight.
Just proud. You look at two sides of the gym and you got 6'2". I mean, I think we were outsized at just about every position. And we make it a dogfight, and we play with a lot of heart. And I'm just right now a little emotional because I'm gonna miss this senior group. They've been very special to coach. Really, really embodied what we preach and the togetherness that we talk about all the time. Displayed it better than just about any team that I've had. So, just very, very proud of their effort.
What can you say about your team's effort in the second half of this one? Because you guys were down 16 points at one point in the second half here.
Yeah.
You fought all the way back. I mean, like I said, got it down to 3 points there. Tell me about that effort and what it took even to get it down to 3 points after you were down by 16.
Well, I think it's just kind of the way we play, honestly. Maybe if we didn't build that big, give them that big lead, we might have been able to get, have enough gas in the end. But we wear on you. We come at you in waves, and we have this belief that we're eventually the dam's going to break, that things are just going to go our way. And most of the time they do, and credit to Central Lyon for mentally and physically being able to withstand that, because a lot of teams can't. They kind of fold under the pressure there. We got it to three. They made big plays. And, they're four-time state tourney, in a row, for a reason. And, just speechless about my team's performance and how they were able to hang with that team.
Yeah, and when it comes to game planning for these guys, as you and me talked earlier today, containing Aubrey Metzger was going to be a big chore for you guys. She ended up with 24 points, but it seemed like for a good portion of that second half, you were able to make some adjustments and hold her in check. I know she was on the bench for a while as well, but again, her and then Danica Hugendorn, number 14 there, comes up with some clutch buckets as well. So how do you think your team overall, executed this game plan against, a team that, has the size advantage, like you said, in just about every position?
Well, we've seen a couple teams with size, but nothing, they run their high-low stuff better than anybody that I've seen, and that's hard to adjust to. You just don't see it. And she's got a big wingspan, and man, I thought Briley Dickman did a great job down there. Hubka, adjusted. They're so undersized. Dickman is 5'6". Hubka's maybe 5'9" against 6'2". And she's strong. And so, tip your hat to them at times, and you just make it as tough as you can, and I think we did a pretty good job of that.
Certainly some notable players that you just mentioned there. Leah Weaver ends up leading the way with Iota for 23 points on 10 of 20 shooting and some big clutch buckets down the stretch. Really helped keep you guys alive in this one.
Yeah.
What can you say about her performance?
Yeah, she's awesome. She's been awesome to coach. Her maturation as a player and a person has been really fun. I thought this year, sitting out and being injured for a little while kind of opened her eyes a little bit, made her realize what her teammates can do, but also I think gave her a perspective from the coach's eyes, and I think that really helped her as a player. I think she was much more supportive and more of a leader this season than what she's ever been, and that's what you want as a coach. All the buckets that she makes. I mean, she's always been a gamer. She's always been awesome to coach in that regard, but she plays every minute of every game. She leaves it all out there, and going to miss her.
You bet. Just a couple questions left for you here. And even though you fell a game short of state here this year, what do you think, this group, especially these seniors, have kind of done to help, set the tone for the program, help, continue building that great culture that you want? Because this is a program that, as we saw a couple years ago when you made it to state, this year here as well, you guys lately here, you're going to be on the brink and a force to be reckoned with here for a lot of teams in our area.
Well, I hope so. We have three really talented freshmen. Obviously, we got Dickman back, who's a great player. We got Evie Heitzusen, Who am I missing? Abby Schoening. Okay, so we got a nice little core there. You know, we're going to have to develop some depth to figure out if we can still play this way. You know, we'll see what happens. But I think that the foundation and the winning attitude and the, you know, how hard we practice every day and all those things, they've been taught to those younger players. And so I think we're in a good spot. We'll see what happens. You know, maybe it'll take us a year to get back to where we were, just like this last little stretch. But I think in a year or two, I think we'll be right there again.
All right. Don't want to keep you too long, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
No, just again, closer than the score indicated, you know, and battled all night. So this is what you want as a coach. I love this group.
All right. That's West Fork coach Rodney Huber. Appreciate the time tonight.